CNN News Selection Number 4, Marriage Without Consent.
Just looking at Sherry Johnson, you would have no idea what she's been through. It was 1969 when she says a deacon at her family's church raped her. He was 19, she was 10. The assault and resulting pregnancy forced Johnson out of elementary school and into adulthood. She says her mother then forced her to marry.
I was 11 when I was forced to marry my rapist. My mom said, well, you got to marry him. And I'm like, marry him? I don't know what marriage is.
This is the couple on their wedding day in March of 1971.
My mom made me a white wedding dress and she made me a veil.
Behind the smile of this 11-year-old bride, Johnson remembers feeling alone and trapped.
It wasn't a marriage because I didn't consent to that. That was something that I was forced into. And when you force into something, it can't be happy. The eyes of the law allowed this to happen. You gave permission for this man to take me as a wife to rape me continuously.
For 6 years, Johnson endured life in a forced marriage. It wasn't until she turned 17 and old enough to take legal action on her own that the state of Florida granted her a divorce. Decades later, child marriage remains an issue in the United States. According to Unchained at Last, a nonprofit group fighting forced child marriage, children can still wed with parental consent and a judge's approval.
Under these loopholes, marriage before 18 is legal in all 50 U.S. states, and in fact, in 25 states, the way the laws are written, they do not specify any minimum age for marriage.
Freddie Reese, who leads the organization, wants to see all states make 18 the minimum age to marry. No exceptions.
Some of the reasons that we've seen that parents will do this are tradition. In some cases, unfortunately, it's pregnancy. Parents will use marriage as a way to cover up a rape, or if they think if a girl gets pregnant, there's no other option.
Nearly a quarter of a million children were married between the years 2000 and 2010, says Reese. 77% of them were girls who married adult men who were often significantly older.
You shouldn't be allowed to marry before you have the rights of adulthood and before you're able to do basic things like file for divorce or get into a domestic violence shelter.
Sherry is pushing to make her home state of Florida the first to ban child marriage completely.
I feel within myself that this is going to happen and we're going to save a lot of children's lives.
She's a survivor determined to keep another adolescent from being robbed of their childhood. Polo Sandoval, CNN, New York.